Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading for today comes from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, verses 5 and 6. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their faces and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So Ezra begins to read to them the book of the law. He begins to read to them the story of God's great love in providing guidelines, laws, rules, regulations to help us live in peace and harmony, not only with God, but with other people. He wants us to be in relationships, and he wants our relationships to be good and strong, to be joyous and fruitful. He does this because he loves us. God set out to have a people that would be in a relationship with him, and he seeks daily to be in a relationship with each and every one of us. God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us so that we would no longer be bound by the law, but by the law of love, to love God with all our heart and love our neighbors as ourselves. God is good and God is kind. His joy gives us strength, our faith, our hope in him, knowing that he keeps his promises, gives us strength each and every day, no matter what is going on around us. For the people of Nehemiah's time, they have returned to rebuild the temple. They have returned to restore the land which God had given them. This is a time of joy and a time of new beginnings. For us, each day is a new beginning. God gives us each day, and he reminds us each day that our choices are ours, but he leads us and guides us to make the right ones. He fills us with his word as we study, as we read the Bible, as we hear his word read to us, as we come together in groups to study it or on our own. He is there when we pray to him, hearing our prayers and answering them, not always in the way that we want, but in the way that is best for each and every one of us. Because God is a loving Father, he surrounds us with a community of brothers and sisters in Christ, who are there to walk with us through our joys and through our sorrows, who help guide us along the way, just as his Holy Spirit within us leads and guides us. When we come in contact with God's Word sometimes, and with God sometimes, we're reminded how small we are, and yet how great God is. And that's okay, because God does that to remind us that he's there, and that he cares for even the smallest, for even the tiniest person there is. God loves us. God seeks each day to bring us his joy, to surround us with his peace, to empower us so that we can live as his children in the world around us. What a great God. What a great and wonderful God. As Nehemiah writes, that the Lord, that Ezra blesses the Lord, the great God. And the people answered, Amen. Let it be. Let God be a part of our lives today and every day. Let us pray. Oh God, the people bowed their faces to the ground as Ezra read from the book of the law. Lord, we hear your word. May it transform us. May we worship and praise you, not as we want to, but as you call us to. Lord, empower us. Fill us with your joy so that we can find the strength to face each and every day. Lord, thank you for loving us and for wanting to be in a relationship with us. Help us to grow in that relationship. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and this is Abiding Joy.